Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show of Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and our other host,
Bilal Masadik Bynum. Good evening.
And we're here to talk about business today. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Time I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, and it might be you. If you're deserving, able to share, we'll be together anywhere. I don't care. Giving to you, girl. What you're giving.
Giving love the right way, giving with trust,
giving to you, girl. with you so rapidly. Just sitting here talking to you, my sadness has turned to happiness. And I'm bursting, I don't wanna shut it out. I'm holding back this feeling. I'm glad I found, glad I got the love I've been dreaming, hoping, wanting to give to the right one. And cherish it, ain't no robbery. I'm giving, you've given to me, blending this love.
Organization that is connected to many business organizations. Brother Aziz and I and other members of our board run the New Africa Business Association here in the Washington metropolitan area, but at the same time, this type of activities of business networking and getting to know businesses in our community is an ongoing process. So if you go to many different areas, such as Pennsylvania or regardless, North Carolina, South Carolina, and all over the South, and Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, California, I mean, I can go on and on. That long arm that, of course, didn't start with us, it started with our original leaders. And of course, we always going to be thankful and give an acknowledgement to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Absolutely.
And his son.
Absolutely.
Wallace D. Muhammad.
Yes.
Because they're the ones who give us the insight to do what we're doing. I joined the Muslims Business Association when the Imam W.D. Muhammad started it back in 1995 or so. And of course, 2005 is when we changed us to the New Africa Business Association. and now those associations are networking and doing business with each other throughout many parts of the country,
yeah.
And we're growing. And so again, we here are our we want to know, we want to identify businesses in our community, and we do that by having the station. This station is a place where if you are a business person, or if you have a good business idea, or if you want who wish to join together and see where it's putting the power of our black dollars together and create businesses jointly. All of that is invited to be here, right here on this radio station. So again, it's open mic, and we invite you to call in, identify your business, or discuss business, and of course, every now and then we even get into some politics. So, Brother Aziz, again, we—I know it's—we both could have, I guess, wish we could have found something else to do, but we know the importance of somebody's got to continue business relationships in our community. So, you either believe in. You ought to believe that, because if you do not believe it, believe in business is something that you have to work at.
Yes.
It will not work for you. You have to work at business. And knowing so, again, this is a part of our way of at least beginning our work is to talk about business, especially in a community where the consuming monies is over the trillions, $1.5 trillion of consumer spending. My goodness, we are very we spend money.
We spend a lot of money, bro. You know, I wanted to let our listeners out there, in case we got some new ones out there, know why you're talking, Brother Bilal, about the New Africa Business Association, in terms of we meet every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Our Blog Talk Radio show is on every week, Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a call-in number. Our call-in number is 657-383-1372. And that's a free call-in number. Again, 657-383-1372. Or for those that don't want to call in, you can hear us and listen to our show on the internet. And that site would be blogtalkradioshow.com, NABASSC. And that'll be the Blog Talk Radio Show, New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show.com. And you will be sure to see us there. You can hook up with us on the internet and listen to our show that way also. As Brother Bilal was saying, we're about promoting African American businesses, new as well as old, as well as new ideas. We want to be the pathway that all African Americans can come to our website and see the different African American businesses that are part of the New Africa Business Association. And you can see where they're located, what states they're in, what they do. And as a member of the New Africa Business Association, you'll be able to talk to these businesses, perhaps get wholesale as well as retail prices on the different merchandise that they sell. One of our big supporters is the Adams Enterprises down in Biloxi, Mississippi. And Adams Enterprises is a African-American business that import and export all types of goods, clothing, hair goods, anything you could think of. This business has the contacts with the Chinese and an office over in China to where they can get any item that you want made or done at a price wherein you're getting it at the same price that the wholesalers or the people in China are getting it and selling it.
And they can see a lot of those products, Brother Aziz, by going to the blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. I repeat this. You go to blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. There you can go to our shopping, you'll be directly on the website, but you can go to what is called our shopping center. And the shopping center, you're going to see products, but like Brother Aziz, the huge market is the Adams Association and what they're doing overseas. So many of their products and other products you're going to see it on display as to where you can buy from African Americans as we speak. But we're going to be introducing many, many brand new products that are just coming in. And the Adams Center, they will be on the radio to explain all the new details. But in the meantime, go to the website, and within a few days, we'll be adding many, many, many other new products. So so please, by all means, like I said, African-American businesses and knowing where they are and how we can all become vested and grow a community, an economical community together. Brother Aziz.
You know, one of our main supporters, the New Black Street Marketplace,
mm-hmm.
out in Oklahoma.
Yes.
That organization, Brother Bilal, has done exactly what you say that we need to do, and that is have black businesses in your community where you don't have to go far and get whatever the services are that it is that you need. And that's one thing that the New Black Wall Street Marketplace is doing. They actually have a mall wherein all the businesses that are in that little strip mall are African-American businesses that have various services that they're offering to the community, clothing, beautician shops, and some other businesses in there. But the idea that they're bringing businesses back in the community and trying to promote that idea of like, have the businesses in our community and our people don't have far to go to spend that money to start that recirculation of the money and the dollars that we spend in these other communities every year. And I just wanted to let, you know, our listeners know that that's a good example, and you can go to them. They're on our website also at the New Africa Blog Talk Radio website, and you can see the things that they're doing out there, and hopefully this will inspire other African Americans that's in business to come together as we try to do as in our show, and that is network different African-American businesses, get them to network, talk with each other, discuss ideas. They may want to put their funds together and get a mall that's been vacated that's in our community and put businesses in there that would service many of the needs that our community goes out and spend their money in other places.
You know, Brother Aziz, I was just thinking, this is March, and the spring of the year is just about here. Saying that to say those are from here next until the close of the year, we're going to be into our very most productive months, you know, that a human being could possibly be in, because again, the winter has ended and now the production. Saying that to say,
Right.
You see,
right.
When I look at business, and I look at, you know, geographical areas, everybody has a different way of living. For instance, I guess what my point is, we need land. Why do I say that? Because food.
Yes.
We cannot feed ourselves unless we grow our products. So you need the land to do that. Again, this is what I mean about the networking. It's not always in the inner cities that we can get our best business. It's also out in the rural areas where guys, farmers.
Yes, absolutely.
Folks who own land. I can see a serious market. As to where farmers market and all types of, but anytime you're growing, we need the land. So again, this is what I mean about community investments, and even on the outside of the community, present what you have as far as being able to help your country, your neighbors. But when it comes to the basic essentials.
Yes.
We should at least cover those, because without those basic essentials, you're going to die. We all know we need a food.
Got
to have shelter.
Yeah.
Huh? You have to be able to transport yourself.
Right.
You see, basic essentials. Those markets we should automatically control. Are being controlled of. So that's, but you have to, the land. You, as long as you don't have land and being able to be productive from the land,
right.
Then you're going to be dependent. And somebody else will be able to dictate prices and what you eat, how you eat it, and everything else. So when it comes to business, I can see where I would be more than happy to make a deal. You know, when I say the Washington metropolitan and Baltimore, these large metropolitan areas, to make a deal with your brothers in the rural areas.
Yes.
And where you can now start talking about where monies can be exchanged. Those guys know how to grow those products. But make it worth it to them to grow the products. We've got to bring back those black farmers. I create new ones.
There is a Black Farmers Association, and they do grow a lot of stuff, you know, and that's, you know, you're right. To keep them growing food, which we know is going to be good for us, we got to support that.
This is what I mean about becoming a vested community. We all see our situation and then become vested. When I say become vested, I'm saying become financially obligated.
Yes.
So, which means that we all bought this plot of land. We all invested into
this produce or whatever.
And you see what I'm saying? But we all have an investment into our own growth. And,
yes.
And now you look at it and say, is it worth it? You're spending $1.3 trillion a year. You're bringing that back into your community. Every time we can do something for ourselves and don't have to go on the outside to do.
Yes.
Now the revenues are coming back in. $1.3 trillion. And that was just last year spending.
They did unusual spending already this year.
You know, I'm just thinking. But now that's so again, that shows when one asks, is it worth it?
It's
my goodness, how can it not be worth it? And that's why I would be even though, you know, I'm retired from business. I'm retired thinking I can sit back and, what to say, live out the golden years. No, I would rather take my resources and those who in the community enjoy them with them and become still a productive community.
Yes.
Even though I may not be able to appreciate the proceeds 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years, but someone in my family or someone in your, that's a community,
that's
a vested community. And that's why our community, you see, beautiful homes, but no businesses.
Right.
Everybody is into the, is my community as far as I, but it's not a community as far as we.
Right. Right. We
turn that around. And then you'll find it easy. It's not that, it's not that expensive to put a business, a $50,000 business in the community is doing it. Man, you should be putting up two or three businesses in your community every week.
Right.
Because, you're talking about pooling your monies together.
Right.
You know?
If you pay a few pennies more than what the big mega giant is charging for whatever the product is you're buying from your brother or your sister, pay that because it's going to be a benefit to you as well as a number of other people that you don't even know about. Well, doing that, we will see the change in the community. And it'll be an overnight change, beloved, because if just $1 trillion was put back into our community, into our businesses or whatever, you're going to definitely see some families living a whole lot different. A lot of people looking different, dressing different. It'll be a general change of attitude. We know this is not speculation. These are things that just occur when you have businesses in your community that you're vested in. I will say such communities, Jewish communities, a lot of the Spanish, Italian communities throughout America we can go to, and we know the Chinese communities. When they invest in their community, you go down to Chinatown, they can sell you anything you want and other stuff that you don't have. We can do the same thing too. The examples are out there of what business can do for your community. But if we continue to be consumers and our business people, it's not going to work. And that's why we're here to support any African-American businesses that are out there that want to be known. Let us know about what you do. And we're going to try to get you to network with the rest of the world, the rest of the American, our African-American brothers and sisters. We want to get your business out there so that people will know that there is a business, an African-American business doing whatever. They're located here in this state, that state, or wherever. But as this website grows and our New Africa Business Association blog talk radio show grow, then that's how big it is. Because like you say, we're all across America right now. We have different parts of the members of the association, East Coast, West Coast, North and South. And that's good, but you know, the umbrella still got to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And of course, you know, we're going to be having all the associations come together once a year. Mm-hmm. And they will be coming together this year down in Cary.
Okay.
I think it's Cary, North Carolina, I think. Cary, North Carolina, yes. So we're going to be hopefully get more information on it, but I know that date will be the first week in May.
Yes.
And that's normally when they have the National Association brings all of us, all the local affiliates. And we're one of those local affiliates, and we also work with the National Association, so they usually keep us well informed on their activities. But that's where you're going to see where all of the, like you said, the different business associations throughout the country, we will all now come together. Once a year, we come together, and then we talk about what went on in your state, what went on in your community. This is the progress, again, to enhance businesses all over this country, and to have a business directory as to where you can, wherever you're traveling, you can go to an African-American business or be able to find an African-American business, because we will not be lost in the information shuffle. Right now, you want to go to, I think it was you and I that went to the last year's convention, and then we went to, we was in Cary, and we asked for African-American restaurant.
Right.
The computer couldn't answer us.
Wasn't none around.
It could tell us everything, but they couldn't answer that one. So again, you can see we're lost in the shuffle as far as our businesses are concerned, but that's something that we social networking, and this is what this is all about.
Yeah.
We're just talking about business, because that's our social network. Is talking about where are our businesses, so we can keep that dollar in our community. Because, brother, I'm telling you, that black dollar is powerful.
Very, very.
We have a very powerful black dollar. And, brother, the day that we can start really controlling that dollar. Yes, yes, our situation will change.
Exactly.
Because economics is what it's all about. Believe it, there's nothing else in this country happening. If you're not economically sound, and if your group as a people is not economically sound. We, of course, as African Americans, we are the economics, but it's always been for someone else, not for us. We're just saying now it's time to make it for ourselves. Because the picture is there. Almighty God has shown us that, hey, if you got $1.3 trillion to spend, it's a gift that he's been giving us for a long time. But but if you consume it, then you consume it. We're saying let's now start that power. Because that's the economics. That's what... Hey, that's everything in this country. Economics. And yes, we're economically strong. We're just not economically organized.
Right.
But we're economically strong. That's what this network marketing. We don't have the answers. We definitely don't have the answers. We're asking those of you out there to join with us. But I can tell you right now, I do know as an independent businessman that worked for himself over 40 years, economics, the dollar bill.
Yes, we have to control our economics as well as our politics also, you know.
So again, our mics are open. We have a few callers on the line. Callers, if you would like to join in on our conversation, you certainly are welcome. Brother Aziz, you want to give them a call-in number and they can participate?
For those new listeners out there, our call-in number is 657-383-1372. And that is 657-383-1372. We're on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We're going to take a station break, deal with one of our sponsors, and then we'll be back.
Weideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Weideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.weidemanassociatesinsurance.com. Or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back
to the New Africa Business Association. I am your host, Bilal Masadik, along with
Abdulaziz Shaheed.
And again, we certainly invite you to call in, and the mics are open. Again, this is the New Africa Business Association. We are network marketing and business association, and our objective is to identify businesses in our community, and we do that by having you to come on and talk about your own business. So the mics are open. If you're a business owner or like to introduce your business, you certainly are welcome. Brother Aziz, any I know there's get into some of our other, all kinds of events have gone on throughout the week. I do want to get back to the seriousness, though, of what we started at the beginning of February, and that was the many different areas of our listeners from around the country, such as Texas, some like I said, the Black Wall Street out there in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. They're really doing it the way we supposed to, getting their own mall and start putting businesses in there.
Yes. So, but one of the things that we and many other states that call in, Delaware and Virginia and what have you, we want to know that we still what was requested, and that is on Fridays. Fridays, we boycott all businesses other than African-American businesses throughout this country. If you can't find an African-American business on Friday, then we suggest that you do your buy that Thursday or wait until that Saturday. But Fridays is exclusively, we're going to make that a true Black Friday.
True Black Friday.
And we're going to, that's why we ask many African Americans throughout our listening audience to let us know about your business so we can at least give the those who would like to join into this protest. And the reason for the protest is simply this. When it comes to economic growth in our community, we can put monies into all of the Fed reserves and all of the consumer spendings, but no one puts any monies back into our communities. Matter of fact, for a long history of what they call redlining has gone on through our community, and it's still going on today. And on top of that, you have predator lenders who I would suggest you go out there and do anything with, because these loans they can give you, they're guaranteed as to where you cannot pay them back. And if I had time to go over some of these predatory loans, such as, for instance, no interest with deferred, cash deferred interest and deferred payments. Man, you talking about a cancer that is guaranteed to take everything you've got. That is the loan. And so that's what I'm saying. You have to be very careful. That's why you should. I mean, you see, I'm talking about having a business association where you can have professional business folks to come on and talk to the community, warn the community. Because our community is the first in line. The first in line when it comes to those predators. And I can tell you right now, they're out there big time. I just hope many of us haven't been naive to have entered into an interest-only, cash-deferred, interest-only loan.
Wow, isn't some of the interest rates out there that they're charging, that they're putting out there now, some of those interest rates, isn't that what Al Capone went to jail for because they were so high?
What Al Capone went to jail for is a misdemeanor compared to what's going on in the banking industry and the mortgage. And I'm telling you, you have any idea what I said when I said a cash deferred?
I don't know that.
See, the average person, no. The average person, you know what I just said to you? I am saying to you, you could borrow $1 million from me. And on $1 million, your payment should be around $10,000 to maybe about $12,000 a month. But I am going to defer half of it. You only have to send me $6,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but that's deferred. Remember, that means deferred means I'm not going to charge you up front. I am deferring it and keeping it on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you pay your $6,000 a month. You do it for 2 or 3 years. I go on and defer you for 2 or 3 years. After some point, though, I'm going to call in those deferred payments. And those deferred payments, remember, you only paid $6,000. You're supposed to pay a $12,000. So you still owe me what you've paid me. Now, you done paid me hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you still owe me. And not only do you owe me, but I'm calling in because your contract on the loan is about to run out. You got to pay me all those deferred payments up front. And so again, you paid me a half a million now. Well, you owe me under the deferred, man. You owe a couple million dollars on those because the interest that built up on that you cannot pay those loans back. They're guaranteed to take everything you have. There's only one person that should, and they are taking it because they know what they're doing, and those are the heavy investors. They know they're going to have the money for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Therefore, they'll pay back the loan before the deferred payments are due. But if you wait for those deferred payments to come due, you're finished.
Yes.
So again, you got to the business and having business knowledgeable folks in your community is a plus. I would think everybody would be trying to listen to our business association or have a business association because of something in the African American community that's non-existent.
Right. What we've been trying to do is similar. This is at no cost to our listeners, but what we've been doing is something similar to the legal aid program that was out there, where it cost people $25 or $50, and you had access to an attorney if something happened to you or that. What we're offering is something way better than that. We're offering an opportunity for you to be able to go to legal counsel on business matters, attorneys.
We're offering you the opportunity to be in association with professional business folks that you may not ever get a chance to know.
Right.
You know, so again, having a business association, man, you're right. You may be able to call in here and I need a tax advisor.
Yeah.
The Internal Revenue could be right on my such and such. Well, I'm saying we're a business association. Suddenly we know the professionals that we can call and say, oh, brother, this is what I'm saying. But
yes.
Most of our communities, we don't have access to that type of business information.
Right.
Man,
right.
I mean, I've been a financial advisor for 40 years. Just the other day, I was on the telephone with some clients. And long-term care, you know, because we got a lot of seniors now.
Right.
I mean, all kinds of information that they can call. Because, and I was thinking, my goodness, think if they didn't call me, I've gotten taken. Because they had, you know, of what they don't know. In a lot of cases, they have the protection. A lot of folks don't realize that you have these accelerated benefit clauses in most of your insurance contracts, most of your annuity contracts. In other words, you could what's that saying is that if I know I have a long-term care problem, I don't have to be dead to use my insurance policy.
Right.
The insurance company is telling you you can go and use your life insurance now, or portions of it to take your long-term care if the conditions go. A lot of information, you know, just like I said, just having business folks who can give you some information, because here's a person at a certain age. I'm talking about paying $1,000 a month for, no, are you joking?
I was going to say, first of all, we have a number of callers there. Do you recognize any of them?
Again, callers, you're on the air. You're right. We yeah, the mics are open. And if you'd like to call and say hi to anyone, you can. But, of course, I don't mind continuing to talk if you don't have a whole lot to say. But the mics are open, and we are talking this evening in general. I can tell you, though, after this week, we won't be talking so much in general, because we are going to start bringing some on some of the large corporations that can do exactly what we've been saying, that can put you in business. And so these corporations and corporate owners, along with the National Business Associations, we expect to be participating with just about all of them in the upcoming weeks. So, but tonight, our mics are open. We are speaking in general. It gives you the opportunity to identify your business, or to say what's on your mind, business-wise or politically. Callers, you're on the air. Okay, Brother Aziz, you want to share any information with anyone? We got about, another 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, I did want to mention something about on the political side of things. Talking about information, valuable information, and that how the president's son-in-law has been... He's not allowed now to be around all this top secret information, and understand that he was using his position to promote businesses, promote his own special businesses, and I just found that a little bit disturbing, knowing this all along, but it comes to the point to where in the White House counselor, General Kelly said,
Brother Aziz, and I ain't getting into too much of this, because the corruption that's going on. But everything that's going on as far as the Trump administration is all about money.
Yes.
I don't care where it leads. It always is all about money.
Yes, sir.
And so, again, sometimes you can learn. See, sometimes you can learn from your life situation. And one of the things we as African Americans can do here, see, we can see when it comes to capitalism.
Absolutely.
You can see when it comes to not only capitalism, but when it's controlled by white supremacists. You see, this is what I mean about the power of the dollar. We as African Americans, our power is that dollar. Because, again, all these big companies that you see up here are making all this money, they made a whole bunch of it from African Americans.
Absolutely. It sure did.
I could get into especially insurance companies. The type of policies they sold us and what they have to pay back out, because they know they sold us some junk and took all kinds of premiums. But again, capitalism and white supremacy, and all over this country. Man, did you see the Teachers Association march over in West Virginia?
Yes, I did.
I'm still trying to find a black teacher. And you're talking about the entire state.
Well, I do know that they have some. I don't know how.
I'm just saying that picture that I saw. The picture that they put on there.
I saw the protest. I saw the marching.
and I saw them sitting up in a big auditor. And
see, that's what I mean. That's what I mean about economics and white supremacy. It's been going on in our country for the long. And see, this is what I mean about that black dollar.
That's a fact.
This is what I mean about that black dollar and our protest and keeping that dollar in our own community. And some days we won't spend money. See, or that may come to a point where we will even search that we'll take a company and say we won't spend. Many things you can do because our dollar, like everybody in this country, the dollar bill is the problem. But African Americans, you see, America has been able to take our revenues for so long.
Yeah.
Every year, they know that when it comes to tax revenues, we're going to put out 800 to almost billions of dollars in taxes. We don't get anything back from those revenues that we put out. The same thing with the consumer spending. We're putting out trillions of dollars in the consumer spending. Nothing is, and we've been doing this for a long, long time. But I'm saying, our black dollar is our power. We've never asserted that power. Rather, assert and control that dollar and let it float around back into your own community. Join your business association. Start a business association. But we must start talking business and realize how powerful your dollar is, and make certain you find an African-American business to support, and that African-American business serve your community to the best of your ability, because, again, that's where our power is at.
I know back in the 90s, the NAACP had some problems down in Forsyth, Georgia, where Newt Gingrich is from, commercial community there. So they boycotted, the NAACP told the blacks to boycott that. Well, they did, to the point to where in the commercial businesses in Forsyth, Georgia filed a suit against the NAACP for $5 million saying that because the blacks boycotted their businesses, that they lost all that money. And I mean, that's really something else when you, because you don't spend your money somewhere, somebody going to sue you? And
No. White supremacy think they have that type of hold over you. You're not, you know, again, you're out of their normal way of life. But no, we're going to have to be out of that normal way of life until they start sharing in the same growth of the communities.
Yes.
You know, start sharing. Don't let it be where you see a teacher, someone who's supposed to be educating, all of them are white. Don't let it be where you walk into businesses and government agencies. Everybody up in there is white. All the policemen are white.
Right.
That's got to go. And the economics, the dollar bill, you're taking your monies back from those white supremacists. I guarantee you a lot of white supremacists will stop being white supremacists because they ain't going to lose their money. And they know, yes, they are depending on that black dollar.
Right.
So wherever you are in this country, remember that, especially if you're the majority of the community, and that whoever's sitting behind that little counter, that somebody ain't African-American, let them know that it's a privilege because we could close you down. We could close you
down.
Well, alaikum salam.
That
sounds like we do have someone who wants to do the good evening.
Yes, sir. I do have a lady who is a customer, potential customer, who is interested in the solar panel. Remember the brother who came on and was sharing with
us about Parker. Yes, we're going to have Dr. Parker come. Matter of fact, I'll be sending Dr. Parker an email because we want to have him to update us and also see what's going on around the globe, really. So, yes,
okay.
Dr. Parker should be on in the next few weeks. But like I said, folks, stay tuned every Wednesday. You'd be surprised who's going to be on this station.
Okay. Well, do now will we have to wait until he's back on to get more information, because she wants to know what's her next step?
Now, as far as I don't even know. As far as the next six, as far as being an investment with 529 or knowing what they're doing, I would have to wait for his report, because, like yourself, we all been going our separate ways for about the last few months, almost a year. But yes, I will be sending Dr. Parker. And since I know it's you, so I'll let you know. You'll know specifically.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yes.
What's going on out there at the new Black Wall Street marketplace?
Well, we've got some things coming up in March that we're going to be participating in, back over in the Tulsa area again with Sister Billy Parker. And some of us who are part members who participate here in Oklahoma City with the new Black Wall Street will be over there with her with the rebuilding of the Black Wall Street. So we're moving forward. And like
Sister,
she said, we want to have
Sister
a Black Street on every corner.
Sister Joyce, can you send us some information on those activities and let us put it out? And maybe many of us would like to come down and participate.
Okay, we'll do that.
Send it to the email.
Okay. And would that be the new Black Wall Street Marketplace, D.C.?
No, that would be send it to the New African Business Association at gmail.com.
Okay. I have it.
Okay. And I'll put it on display.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, again, we've got about two or three more minutes. We're going to be closing out here, but like I said, I'll keep everyone well informed. We expect to have some very exciting programs upcoming, and being very not only informative but being proactive, because we have the products as to where we can now put you in business.
Right.
So, Brother Aziz, Sister Joyce, out there to Oklahoma, we thank everyone and anyone else that was listening. We appreciate your calling in and participating.
I know we're going to look for Brother Watson next week, too.
I'm sorry, Brother Ugly.
Brother Watson from this out there work to us.
Yes, by all means. All right, Brother Aziz, and I am going to close it out. All
right.
Salam alaikum,
all.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
America, make God success. Be nobleness. And ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful.
Wow, spacious skies. Our amber waves of grain. Our purple mountain majesties. Oh, the fruited plain. But now wait a minute. I'm talking about America. America, you know, God done shed his grace on thee, he did crown thy son, yes he did, give me brotherhood, from sea to shining sea, you know, I wish I had somebody to say this.
Because, brother, I'm going to tell you that